What's up, weirdos? It's the One Man Band. This is the Wolf speaking. One of these days, I'll stop talking about myself in third person. Today is not that day, and this will not be that week. However, man, was it an eventful week. I tell you what, I played a gig. I did a signing as an artist. I ended up in a Mexican strip club, and the world is going to shit. Stay tuned. Oh, yeah, and I quit collecting. So the more and more that I sell on eBay, the easier it is to get rid of stuff, and the more I find I can do without things. And I think I more or less just like collecting stuff. It doesn't really matter what it was. In fact, my biggest epiphany yet was last night. I was going through the wrestling figures. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I just don't like the Mattel Elites. I just don't. They're too skinny. They're not the steroid era. They usually are the wrong skin tone. I mean, they finally just figured out to make Hogan the right skin tone. But I think I'm just over it. You know, too often lately, you've heard me and probably your friends, everybody, all complain about the same thing. Pre-orders are getting canceled. We've been waiting and waiting for such and such to come out, and when it does, it's usually wrong. And then we are to a point now where we have everyone, so that the only exclusives and flashbacks and legends that we're getting is like the Goon. I know like two of you are happy about that. That's great. You know, the obscure characters, nothing wrong with that. If you're into that, this is your time because they don't have anybody else. I think I forgot why I liked toys in the first place. Because they were toys. Because they were fun to play with. Because they were colorful. Had a bulky shape or some muscle, or were small enough to fit into vehicles. None of that applies today. I do like the Masters of the Universe style stuff. I'm trying to still stick with Origins, and I sold off my Masters of the Universe classics, and I'm, you know, choking down a few of those Masterverse figures that are like close enough. But even then, I'm looking at the outlook for those Masterverse figures, and it's like, do I really want King Booker T? I mean, King Grayskull? Do I really want that Faker where they just put, you know, like some silver spray paint on a He-Man? Or what about the 40th anniversary He-Man? Do I really want that where they like mud washed it? I just don't know. These are all things I would have bought, and I just don't do it. And it's not because I don't have money. It's I don't have space, and it's just not fun anymore. You know, you can't find these things. It's too hard to be a completist these days. I don't know what's happening with the housing market. If I get to keep the house, that means all my stuff would end up in a storage unit. If I don't get to keep the house, if I do, it's going to be so unaffordable that I'm going to have to sell off the collection just for the privilege of existing in someone else's house. And I know a lot of people would suggest just buy your own. Well, you can't buy your own house when you work for yourself. I'm sorry, it's just not the way it works, especially in a single household, unmarried, with no kids. It's just, it's not reality. But it's not doom and gloom. Like, I'm fine with all this. I'm actually starting to feel a little more relieved. So, the nostalgia has wore off. It's like when the Nintendo Wii came out. Like, what? You're getting rid of controllers? That's weird. Like, Kinect's coming out and you don't even need to hold a wand or anything? That's weird. And then after about a month, the nostalgia wears out and you're like, fuck, I just want to sit down and, like, play a fucking video game. And now I think the nostalgia has worn off on super articulated figures. I liked what I liked, Secret Wars style Marvel figures, or Toy Biz style Marvel figures. I liked Masters of the Universe original style, and I liked G.I. Joe's. And then I couldn't afford it, but now I've got I've amassed a huge collection of Transformers. And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, but God, I was buying Transformers. I didn't even know their names or what faction they go to. I just bought them because I didn't have it. But then again, that's when they were affordable. I mean, these deluxe figures were $14.99. And the larger scale, whatever class that is, that was only like $29 at the most for like the really big ones. Now they're $29 for these super ass small Transformers in an open box that everybody could touch and snot all over. And then the figures that are multi-articulated, you know my gripe with that, they just look like those German maquette dolls that you pull their ball sack down and the arms and legs flap up and down. You know, the nostalgia has worn off. I got Masters of the Universe Classics because how cool would it be to have Marvel Legends style figures? And then I realized, wait a minute, I sold my Marvel Legends to get mini Marvel Legends, those mass, what do they call them, the Marvel Universe style. And then I sold those because they went from Toy Biz back to Hasbro. So I got all those, and then I started selling those off because they looked like shit. Then they finally started getting better, and I had to start collecting them all over again. Now they're coming out with Marvel Retro, which are back to the simplified Secret Wars style. I'm collecting those, so I'm selling off my Marvel Universe. It's an endless cycle. And then I finally got every Marvel Legend that I wanted, and I'm not kidding, I finished all the X-Men. I finished all the Spider-Man. I don't collect any of the MCU. I finished all the Thor and the Avengers. And I sat there looking at it. I'm like, cool. Now what? I didn't know what to do. So I sold them. I'm keeping the X-Men for the time being. I'll probably keep those the longest. I'm digging those Mattel retro Secret Wars style, you know, 5-point articulation figures. But that's really it. Like, I'm over it. And to show you how much I'm over it, I was super into the Nika Ninja Turtles, the cartoon versions. I've always wanted cartoon versions. It was one of those things, like, you wanted more articulation, and then when you got it, you're like, well, I like the older toys better. Now that we're getting cartoon versions of everything, it's, you know, Super 7 couldn't finish their Filmation line, so I got rid of those. The Grayskull Club or whatever, they didn't finish, so I got rid of those. Thundercats, 10 times over I've tried to collect, and they never finish it. And then now with Origins or whatever they call it, or Classics, whatever Super 7's got, they're like $50 each and 3 years late. No. Gone. Got rid of them. But with these Ninja Turtles, all I wanted was cartoon versions of the TV show stuff. And I wanted like Burns and Irma. Well, I'm not paying that much money for that giant ass box set to get two figures when the other two are just repaints with mutant heads. I found Robot Bebop and Rocksteady, and I put it back. Like $50-$60 for these figures, and it's so obscure too. Like, they were in maybe what, one episode where Bebop and Rocksteady turned into those cyborgs? Well, it's like the pirates for the Turtles in Time. Why? And I think I'm finally under the realization that I just maybe want the main cast in the best looking versions that they offer. So some of the other stuff, like, yeah, I might try and track down a scumbug and an anthrax. Yeah, I might get like a few things here and there. But I think I'm done with that line too. I mean, I'm looking at what's coming out and I'm seeing the pre-orders. Like those, the fucking monsters. I loved, out of all the original Ninja Turtles that I sold, I kept all of the Ninja Turtle monsters, the Universal monsters. Such a cool mashup. I love mashups. And it's not appealing. They're kind of going the McFarlane route, where they're so detailed, and you've got Raphael is a monster, and I think Donatello isn't out yet, but probably going to be the Wolfman. They've got someone else. I mean, it just, what killed it for me was they put Movie April as the Bride of Frankenstein. What? Why wouldn't you make that line catering to the original toys? Well, I guess because Super 7 has that license. But if you're going to make April the Bride of Frankenstein and make it Judith Hogue or whatever her name is from the 90 movie, why wouldn't you make the other movie figures into monsters? It absolutely doesn't make sense. That one figure, that April, killed the line for me. I did not want to buy it after that. And I didn't have any on pre-order. That was one of those that I kind of, like gargoyles, I just want to come across. Because the joy of finding something in the store is absolutely lost these days. It's a shame. Toy hunting is dead. You can't buy anything unless you pre-order it. Most of those get canceled. And then if you pre-order things, you don't even know if you're going to get the good ones. And yes, we've become that picky. Like, you don't know if it's going to get shipped properly, if it's going to be damaged. I mean, you know, I picked on the people that didn't like Damona from Gargoyles. Her face fell off in a lot of the packaging. Or like John Nada's glasses falling off in the Rowdy Piper version. I get it. I am a loose collector, but still, if I was really dead set on that and I pre-ordered that and didn't know what I was going to get, it's a crapshoot. And now, even companies, you know, I hate Disney. Anything post 2001, 2002-ish, Lilo and Stitch era Disney is just shit. And they're so PC and woke and fake that it's just not enjoyable to be a fan of Disney. So they're in charge of Fox now. They have the final say on licensor approval on these figures. Super 7 made a Krusty the Clown, which is a really cool one. They gave a droll face with a cigarette hanging out, and then the monkey was smoking a cigarette. That's part of the fucking character. And Disney nixed that one and said they can't promote anything with smoking. Why on earth can't we have figures fucking smoking? I swear to God, I would die if I ever got a Thing, a Nick Fury, or a Wolverine figure with a goddamn cigar. I don't think it's that difficult, guys. I really don't. Disney pulled the plug on that to Krusty the Clown, and now you can't even get that. They had to replace it with like a screaming face, which is exactly our reaction. And then, of course, the internet's divided. Everybody's complaining. Well, just shows you how stupid these fans are. I was like, motherfucker, you are too. You just have to complain about complainers. Like, we pre-ordered something because it was cool. Now that the cigarette's not included, that actually was majority of the reason we wanted that figure, because it was so faux pas. But then again, should have seen it coming, because Super 7 couldn't do the hooded Cobra Commander, because God knows a blue hood is racist. Yeah, and as you could expect, I didn't find much at the comic shop. I did get a couple of sketch covers from Spawn. They haven't really done that, and I'm trying to get all of those scorched covers that mimic the X-Men. Number one by Jim Lee. Spawn is one of those things where I feel bad canceling it, because it's only $2.99 and it is still the cheapest comic out there. He's always tried to be the most bang for your buck. Which, speaking of that, as far as toys go, I really feel like Jurassic Park is the only thing that you're getting your money's worth these days. Wrestling figures, yeah, it's hit or miss. If you pick them up and you can find them for $20, you could probably flip them for $30 or $40, depending on, you know, which one it is and whatnot. But I think Jurassic Park's really fun. You get a bulky dinosaur that's a good size for a decent price. I mean, yeah, it's minimal articulation, but it's a great paint job, and I don't know. I have a pretty good collection of them. I was collecting them back when everyone was hoarding them, and like they were going, the little tiny ones were going for like $60-$70. But I collected them just because I liked them. And I always tell myself one day I'm going to use them for art reference, and then I never do. But it's another reason why I'm starting to get rid of things, because in the event that I do have to move, it's going to be a bitch to move all these things in and out. But I've said for 25 years now or more that I was saving these things for art reference in case somebody ever needed me to draw that. Well, there's only certain things I would really need to do that with. I mean, there's been a few figures that I've used for reference for some of the custom work that I do, but it wasn't anything I couldn't look up. But then again, it's one of those things where everything used to be on the internet, and now everything is just an advertisement on the internet. So I feel like if you sold all your ephemera or your paper goods and things like that, like card backs and G.I. Joe pamphlets, catalogs and stuff like that, you probably won't find those on the internet. But if you need a picture of a figure, Lord knows those are all going to be up there because everyone's trying to sell you something, you know. But so I had a busy weekend. I had a great weekend. Like everybody knows, I'm doing the music now, and I'm also booking as an artist again now that those are coming back and we're done with all the mask and COVID bullshit. It was awesome. So I did a fill-in in Cactus Comics, and we had two other artists, and there's a story behind this too that I'll rant about after my Target run here. The stunt double for Wonder Woman was there, and we were just sitting there passing out free sketches. And I got so sick of drawing Spider-Man and Grogu, that little baby Yoda, but it was worth it to see this smile on the kids' faces. But then you get some of these people like, and you know, my mom did it too because she was trying to spoil me and give me, you know, as much as she possibly could. You know, those moms that go trick-or-treating with you, and then they have that extra bag of candy for the sick kid at home. There was never a sick kid at home. It was all just propaganda and a ploy and a hustle to get you extra candy. So appreciate that. There were people on Free Comic Book Day that their kids were getting one of each of the comics, and then their parents would get one of each of the other comics. But then when they'd get to the artist's table, the kids would pick out the sketch that they want, and then the moms would come up and they'd grab a sketch too. And you know they don't collect artwork. And they didn't even they didn't even look at the artist. If you're going to take a free sketch from an artist, be kind enough to at least pretend to take their business card. It's only fair. I mean, we're really doing this as self-promotion and to get our names out there and say, oh man, this is really good. Not the free sketches, but some of your other stuff. Let me get one of your prints. I mean, you know, this is great. I even took a few requests, and you know, a couple of the moms flirted with me. It was fun. But you get some of those that are just going through the line because it's free stuff, and they don't even care. They don't even make eye contact. They just walk up, and I had one lady start to grab one of everything on my table, and I was like, one per person, ma'am, and these are for sale. You can't just grab everything. And she gave me a dirty look. Like, bitch, you're just going to throw the shit away once you get outside and realize I'm not, you know, John Buscema or something. Not that she know who that is, but, you know, it's stupid. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it. And it looks like I'm going to be with the same crew for Amazing Comic Con. So if anyone's in town in Vegas towards mid-September, I think it's like 17, 18, 19 or something like that, I'll be at the Cactus Comics booth, or I think they're going to be doing it as their own person. More info on that to come. But anyway, it was a fun experience, and the gig was great. This is something else I could talk about later on. So it was a great gig. It was fun. We had people dance on the tables, but I was late for sound check because there was an accident on the freeway. I mean, there's been nothing but accidents lately in Vegas. And you can't just blame it on Mercury being in reverse cowgirl or nothing. Like, it's your own damn fault for driving like a goddamn lunatic. There was a huge car pileup on my way to the gig, and I had to get all the way from Henderson, which is about an hour away with traffic, to my house to get my gear and change from Free Comic Book Day, and then get all the way back downtown to a barbecue joint so I could play this gig. And there was a freaking accident, and it just, like, bodies everywhere and a car on each side of the freeway. It's ridiculous, but, you know, I made it. General lead my way out of there and got in and out as best as I could, and it is what it is. So with accidents everywhere, I barely made it to the gig, which was not fun. I hate being rushed, but it ended up being a great gig anyway. The whole thing with there was an accident on the way home yesterday that I posted a video of, and, you know, you gotta love people's comments and their reactions. You could post a video and somebody's got to argue with you about absolutely everything. They can't just let shit go. Twitter only gives you like 160 characters to explain everything, and that includes who you're tagging. And it was a huge flip over accident. Someone had just flipped over right in front of me, and a bunch of people pulled over to help drag her out of the car. And then on the other side, I guess a truck that caused it had flipped over, and that guy took off running up the hill to escape the scene. So it was a real weird situation. But I posted on Twitter the video, and I said, huge flip over car accident, nobody getting through, avoid the area. I had to be short and sweet. People are like, nobody getting through as you drive through. Like, shut the fuck up, retard. Like, it's because I was the last one and it actually happened. How many characters did that take to explain? It's because the emergency units weren't there yet to shut down the traffic. But no, that's fine. If you want to be a dick and just comment on things, go ahead and try and get through now. I hope you get stuck in traffic for 4 hours. People are just fucking stupid. It's not huge pileup. That's like one car flipped on its lid. That's no big deal. Oh my God. People just have to fucking say something. Always got to argue about something. It's just, I hate this world so much. Everything about it. Toy collecting's not fun anymore. Having a job isn't fun anymore. Working for yourself isn't fun anymore. Trying to have a side hustle isn't fun anymore. So the whole thing about that I was saying, there was a little conspiracy going on with the Free Comic Book Day. We had an outdoor event planned, as everyone has always done, and somebody called in an anonymous tip and said they're planning on doing a unlicensed outdoor event. They need to have permits for that, and they got the whole thing shut down. There was supposed to be like 7 or 8 artists, food vendors, the stunt woman, all that kind of stuff. And somebody had to complain and they got it shut down. So is this happening in your area? You know, give me some feedback if anyone's actually listening to this. Our outdoor toy swaps have been canceled. And I know it's not just because of the taxes thing. Somebody is going around and purposely
turning everything in, saying that we need an outdoor permit, which causes a whole bunch of drama and problems, because now that means everyone has to file a tax report on their earnings, which is already a pain in the ass. Just everything is, feels like the collector community and the swap meet garage sale hustle community is being attacked. People that do garage sales now, if they get electronic transactions for what they sell, are supposed to pay taxes on that. Now, you've already paid taxes on it. You're selling your personal goods, and now you have to pay taxes for the privilege of selling something you already own? It's like you pay taxes on a vehicle that you just bought, but you get taxed on it every year. I mean, we knew that free money wasn't going to be free for all the stimulus stuff. We knew it, and here it is. Well, dang, I actually found something at a Goodwill for a long time, and I got a deal, believe it or not. It was, I think, 50% off blue today, and I picked out a couple of VHS tapes. It was like Cobra from Sylvester Stallone, Naked Gun, I think like Species 2, and, you know, just some random, Rain Man. I didn't have that. I thought I had it, but anyway, they were like $149 and then 50% off. And I found some Sopranos and Mad Men DVD box sets, which are normally $2.99 each. They were a green tag. Lady at the counter did not care, counted five media, clicked all blue, and I got everything for $5. So that's cool, because the guy in front of me didn't get the deal, and he was over there with his little stun gun counting all the UPCs and looking them up to see if they're worth anything before he buys them, which, again, I don't understand. He even wanted to push me out of the way. He's like, "You done here?" I was like, "Not yet." I don't understand that. Why you would buy a $3 DVD to flip it for $5 and make a dollar. If you got that much time on your hands and you can sell 100 of these, you're still only going to make $100 profit. It just makes zero sense to me. Way too much work and effort for what it is. But hey, you know, that's his hobby, whatever. It just sucks when they get that bug up their ass that they don't want anyone else looking through the thrift stuff because they're looking at it. It's like, calm down, you'll be fine. But so anyway, that was at least something good there. And I know I keep rehashing because these trips are shorter. I used to take longer trips in between things, but I've been hitting the Targets and Walmarts again, looking at clearance. So I went to Target, and I was bitching about the Transformers being open box. One of the brand new Bumblebee figures that just came out, and it's hard to tell what's legacy and what's for adult collectors versus what's kids. I guess you just have to buy what looks cool now, but the package, there's no differentiating in it. It's brand new. Open face box, and it's already on clearance, which, thank God, because this little snotty ass Bumblebee figure that actually looks like it's from the cartoon was supposed to be 20 some bucks, and they had a clearance for 11. It's still like $3 or $4 more than I would have wanted to pay for a Legends scale tiny ass Transformer, but, you know, whatever, it is what it is these days. I'll try it. I'll figure it out, see how these things work. Looks like the accessories are hemp roped to the bottom of the thing. I don't know. It'd be a good tester to see if this is something I can actually get into, but like I say, I doubt it. And my goal is to have the best of one collection. I don't need 10 Optimus Prime, 13 Hulk Hogan, and 50 Ultimate Warrior. I just want the best of one, and then call it done. And then, you know, usually when I get done with these things, now I'm thinking of selling it anyway. But anywho, and then the Turtles, yeah, that Target had a Channel 6 set there for like 2 months now. Nobody's bought it. That kind of sucks. I mean, that's not good for the line, and it's not good for collectors because they're going to order less of these. And they're going to make less of those. It's just a... It's a terrible market right now, and I can't imagine buying anything right now that's going to be flipped for a lot of money, if that's what you're into. I mean, Transformers at $30, people are going to want clearance prices on those. I can't imagine that that Bumblebee I just got is going to be worth any more than $11 in 5-10 years. And a lot of the wrestling figures that are worth $30 to $50 now were actually only, like, the defining moments were, what, 15, 19? And now some of those are worth a ton of money. But again, that's not why I got it. I like to buy stuff for aesthetics because it's visually pleasing. I want to just enjoy being around it. I'm over the age where I'm trying to convince myself that it's for art reference, because it absolutely is not. And that's the way it should be. I don't understand people that don't open things. But if that's what you're into, cool. The world's changing, and so is collecting, it seems like. So, back to the gig. I played at a barbecue joint called Soul Belly. And it's with a country band. And it attracts a different crowd and a diverse crowd and usually my type of people. And it was fun. We had some girls out there getting crazy, all kinds of crazy, and having fun as they should. They were dancing on these tables. And the first girls got to do it. They did it, you know, for like half a song and jumped down. But then I guess some hookers were trying to do it and show off, and they got told to get down. I mean, probably because they weren't wearing panties, but, you know, it is what it is. And then some other girls at the show, I guess you just go commando, and then you sit bow-legged in the front seat and flash the drummer. He was all excited. I was too tall and couldn't see, but, you know, I mean, it's... I can't think of an Arby's joke, but I'm sure there is one. But it was fun. I tried a couple of beers. They only have, it's in an artisan district, so everything's super expensive and artsy-fartsy bullshit kind of thing. It was Chris Kale from Five Finger Death Punch. He had a beard. It just looked like my face was on it because it was a bald dude with a beard on the artwork. I tried it and was like, dang, this is pretty good. And people were buying shots. I had some friends and different people hanging out and whatnot. And I started feeling really good and enjoying it. I was like, wait, I'm enjoying this way too much. Something is up here. And I looked at the can. It was a 10% beer. I'm like, no wonder I'm having a good time and tolerating people, especially after getting through that stupid fucking accident on the way to the gig. I needed it, though. I mean, shit. Great way to calm down with a 10% beer. For those that don't count, normal beer is like 4.5. or below. So yeah. It was like three beers in one can. It was great. Tasted I don't know, somewhere between like a dark amber and a Guinness. It was almost kind of chocolatey, but it had that, actually it tasted almost like a direct copy of Wasatch Brewery Devastator. And you know the only reason I bought that one's because the name of the Transformer. But It was good. I'd get it again. I wouldn't have, you know, three of them, but it was decent. So I think, again, going back to the whole comic outdoor swap thing, I think there is a conspiracy. I think there's a disgruntled person in the community that got gypped, is having some issues with other people. I don't know. They keep turning things in. Why ruin the fun for other people? My community had a garage sale. Are you going to turn everyone in that's selling something over $10? Government's already trying to get enough money from you as it is. Why is it necessary that you have to pay them more? I mean, I'm not saying go, you know, Wesley Snipe and not pay at all. I think everybody has to do it. Yeah, we use roads, so we got to get taxed on that. Yeah, the military and the emergency services are nice. But I think it's too much, especially with inflation right now. People are pinching pennies as it is. But, oh well.
So the whole collecting thing to me, it's sort of bittersweet. I don't want to say it's sad, because every time I pack something up to sell it or I list it, like, I want to do the emotional thing and be like, okay, you're going to a good home, and oh, that's sweet, six of you are going to the same place, you guys get to stay together. And then I'm like, fuck, man, it's plastic. You're getting way too emotionally attached to stuff. And I don't know what happened. There was that tweet that I mentioned. Elon Musk said getting rid of his worldly possessions was the most liberating thing there was. I have not done tours. I have not taken jobs. And I have held myself back from a lot of things because of either family, dogs, or my collection. Why would I want to separate myself from my collection? I always used to tell people it was 10,000 plus figures, and in the last year or two, I honestly think I'm down to maybe 2 or 3,000, honestly. I've sold that much. I've bought a lot. I bought different things. I've been getting back into physical media. But I knew that party I had, that barbecue, was going to be sort of the last chance for everybody to see everything for one reason or another. And I don't know why, but I'm glad everybody did, just so that they could see what I had, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to have this for very much longer. It's not a doom and gloom thing, I don't think, and I'm not, you know, feeling like a fire or a disaster or a death or something's going to happen. I feel like I'm just over it. I may even get to keep the house, and that's fine, but I don't want all this stuff that I'm not enjoying. I mean, I was buying custom unpainted heads, and I've got a bucket of about 100 of these things now, and I haven't made more than maybe 2 or 3. I just don't have time to make stuff for myself, and I'm buying these for who? For me? And now it's too late. I've been buying them for so long that I don't know what to do with them, and I'm probably not going to make them. If I do, I mean, I guess I could sell them, but things change. The impulse buys are stopping. The things that are coming out just aren't for me anymore. And it's not a sad thing. It's just, it's time to change. So I would rather invest in having good music gear again and just being a musician and enjoy doing that, which I have done before. I mean, I've made a lot of money selling. I had, I think, 22, 23 guitars at my most, and then 5 or 6 amps, 3 drum kits, and all that kind of stuff. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, people that have seen my pictures and been friends with me for, you know, a decade or more got to see all these things. I didn't need them. They would have stuck around. I don't regret getting rid of them. But now I want different things. I have a different knowledge base now, and I want to be smarter and collect different things and be useful. You buy stuff because someone tells you to, or you're influenced to buy it, or because everyone else is getting it. And then you realize you either don't like it, don't want it, or it isn't as useful as you thought. And especially when it comes to tools of your trade or your hobby, you learn what works for you and what doesn't. So I'm learning a whole new world, and I found I don't have to impress people. I don't have to get things that I normally wouldn't. I just have to enjoy what I like. So it is what it is. And they are fucking up this parking lot that I'm about to park in, and they don't have a spot for me. So you know what? I'm going to be one of those people. I'm parking in a handicap and using my mom's pass. Ha! Ah. So, spoiler alert, if you have not seen Doctor Strange, I'm about to talk about that. If you want to be surprise free, then go ahead and skip ahead now. Get about 7 or 8 minutes going on that little tangent there. So, here's the thing. I liked it. And right away, I wanted to complain about it. And I wanted to, you know, do the typical conservative, this is woke bullshit kind of thing.
it really wasn't a bad movie. So overall, my review of Doctor Strange was that it was good, and it's nothing I would own. I probably could have waited until it went to Redbox. No, it was a little better than Redbox. Morbius, I definitely could have waited. It's just, without a secondary character, I feel like Morbius is one of those things that did not need a standalone movie. I don't care who plays the main character. You can't just throw, you know, Harrison Ford in a movie and say, oh, well, this is futuristic Reed Richards Fantastic Four, but it's Harrison Ford. Well, nobody cares about futuristic Reed Richards. But, and again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to talk about some things. First of all, the rumor was Ghost Rider was going to show up, and he didn't. In fact, when they're going through the multiverse, you get to see, probably the only cool part for me in the entire movie was you got to see the Living Tribunal. And if you don't know who that is, it's the thing that judges all of eternity, and part of the Infinity Watch and Infinity Gauntlet story. So they sort of alluded to that, which was pretty cool to see. And they did it pretty close to what the comic book was. Now, they're also traveling through different dimensions and different worlds, and, you know, you can tell from the trailer that Professor X is one of the voices of the Illuminati. And the cool part was he showed up in the gold hover wheelchair, which, how hard is that? That's exactly what we wanted. It was a great, awesome moment. And to see him standing next to Reed Richards, it was awesome. So, I mean, I'm not nerding out over who the actors were because I don't really care. But whoever the actors were looked like the character, and the characters looked like the comic. We've been complaining for years that all these comic book heroes don't look anything like their counterparts in the books. In the movies, they wear all these, you know, modernized stuff that they could just find around the house. It was fun to see everything. I was a little disappointed Namor didn't make it, because he was another one that was a part of the Secret Wars and the whole Illuminati thing. But Professor X, that was cool. And Reed Richard, it was good. I didn't understand. I guess you have to watch Disney Plus to get the Agent Carter reference. I guess she's the new Captain America, but it's like British Captain America, but not Captain Britain, because Captain Britain's a different dude, and I don't get it. But then apparently now Captain Marvel's black. Maybe just for that movie, I or that universe, I don't know. I thought, honestly, I would hate the whole America Chavez thing. I don't read the comics. I don't know anything about the character other than it's just something new for young Latin girls to look up to. I actually enjoyed her character. It was pretty comical, witty, and she has a cool superpower. I don't think that they needed to throw in a lot of her woke stuff just so that other people feel included. She has moms, so her, you know, how do you explain that? I still don't understand. I mean, I guess her mom was in a relationship with another woman, and so they call them moms, but who's the dad? I guess dads don't matter. And if you watch the show, you'll notice that guys are the first one to go. Every male dies in that movie, and the women save the day. And not only did the women save the day, but, of course, you know, like, the black woman has to be the last one. So, you know, it's... I wanted to be mad at it. It's just how things are. It still was a decent story. And then, of course, when I say everybody dies, obviously, there's zombie elements and, you know, people come back. And it was an alternate universe and it doesn't really count. And, you know, there were some fun cameos and whatnot. I don't understand the whole Scarlet Witch thing. I just don't know where the MCU is headed. There was a build-up with all the last 10 years of movies where we were building up to the Infinity Stones and Thanos and the Infinity War. I don't see where they're going with this. Like, I didn't watch Eternals. I don't watch Disney Plus. And I know some of the major stories, like House of M, where Scarlet Witch becomes a bad person and eliminates mutants everywhere. I don't know. The only other cool thing was that they did bring in the Book of Darkhold, which was one of my favorite things. See, and if they're mentioning stuff like that, it's got to mean Mephisto and Ghost Rider around the corner, but neither one were in the movie. And again, it's disappointing. I don't understand why they wouldn't use it. It's such a great character and a great story, and especially in this day and age, they can bring in, even bring in like Wiccan. You know, fast forward to the future, and he's gay. He's boyfriends with Hulkling, I guess, that is the thing. But fuck it, that's a great team. It's a great story. Bring them in. People will love it. But the Midnight Suns would be awesome. They're hinting towards Adam Warlock, and he wasn't mentioned at all. You got to see the Living Tribunal, which was cool. You got to see Thanos in an alternate universe. What's the direction? And I never remember this whole third eye thing. Never. I don't understand what that's for. So that's kind of cool that I get to be a part of a new story that doesn't make sense and you have to figure it out. Because if you already know the story, you're going to complain that it's not like the original. But it just doesn't seem to have a direction. Why would I stay through the entire end credits to see something that doesn't make me want to come back? Why is there no cliffhanger to something better? You know, so I don't know. I just don't get it. But overall, it was a decent movie. Can't complain too much about it. There were some horror elements, but I certainly wouldn't call it a horror movie at all. But, yeah. Well, I'm actually finding some good tapes today. Found some Simpsons back when they were actually good, VHS. I think it was the Christmas special one and then the Hollywood one. And then found like a Desert Storm set. And you know I love my military stuff, even though I'm, you know, not 60, 70 years old in the retirement home. But hey, I love war documentaries. But I love when I find curious things. And your stuff isn't worth that much money. So if you're tuning back in or skip to this part, I'm done talking about Doctor Strange and all the spoilers and stuff like that. So I'm finding a Marvel Legends figure, brand new in the package, at Goodwill. And they got it behind the glass case, which means they think it's worth a lot of money. And it's X-23. So someone must have looked it up on eBay, because it's the one that came with the Apocalypse. Basically the bust. It's the head, the torso, and the vines and everything from that series for the Build-A-Figure. So I know that Apocalypse goes for a lot of money, but I can't imagine that X-23 does. Seems like they're kind of reaching with it. Guess how much they wanted for it? $80 for a Toy Biz era Marvel Legends. And X-23 was actually one of the worst ones. I had it because I had the Apocalypse. Very loose, never stood up. They didn't sexualize the figure, so it was basically a kid that didn't go with any of your other figures. But you had to buy it if you wanted Apocalypse, because that was the main part to Apocalypse. Yeah, very weird figure, but $80? Hell no. something else that came up at the my concert or the gig the other day. I knew getting out there and playing again would probably cause me to date again, find someone. But I didn't realize it was going to cause people to try and pimp me out. Which may or may not be a bad thing. Drummer comes up to me, he's like, "Hey Jay, you got a wife?" I'm like, "No." "What about a girlfriend?" "Nothing like that." I'm like, "No, I don't really think you're my type, man." He's like, No. My wife's got like a cousin or a younger sister. I don't know if you like her, but looks just like her." And I'm like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He's got a gorgeous wife, but she's like very tiny, skinny. I think I would break her. Like, yeah. But what's funny is my mom's been coming to these shows. She's doing the same thing. I go and I play out at the saloon, which is like an hour away from my house, and she's trying to pimp me out to all the waitresses. And then they start laughing and giggling, and pretty soon they start coming up and they're like, "Hey, did you give your mom some grandbabies or something?" I'm like, "Well, I probably have some that I don't know about." Well, I go to this last gig at the barbecue joint, and my mom's neighbors are there, who I've run into town. Vegas and Nevada in general are very small towns. You run into everybody, and everybody knows everyone around here. So there were people there that the lead singer knew that were related to my mom's neighbor's friends, and then my mom's neighbor's friends who live next to me have a daughter that just had a brand newborn baby that is looking to date, but nobody wants to date her because she's got a brand newborn baby. Like, how do you explain that? Turns out I had actually met this girl and was talking to her when I got invited to that Thanksgiving. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, she just, I wouldn't be able to pick more of an ideal, but I didn't think she was available because she was pregnant. It turns out that she just was dating someone who was a flake and a terrible person, and they just decided that they didn't want the kids, so they decided to run off to North Carolina and left her high and dry. And now she's kind of stuck because she already had a teenager, and now she's got a brand newborn baby. And she's a bartender, but she's a musician and loves bikes, and got a teenage daughter and likes artwork and stuff like that. So, I mean, seems crazy, but it's funny because the mom, her mom, is talking to my mom, and I see them giggling and pointing, and I know what they're doing. And then on the break, they said, "Yes, we already signed the contract. We're giving you to my daughter, and you guys are going to be in a relationship because she wants, my mom wants a grandbaby." And it just, oh yeah. So apparently I got pimped out, and I'm supposed to meet this gal, which we haven't even talked. We're not even on Facebook yet, but it's hilarious how moms and grandmas work out there. They need an extra babysitter. My mom wants to be around a baby. This gal wants a babysitter so she can go out and date and have fun again. And yeah, it's just, it's nuts. This is like some backwoods Alabama shit going on, but I think I just got betrothed. Man, I am hustling today. So one of the thrift stores didn't have much, so I went to another one, that Deseret, which is like that fancy pants one, and they had blank cassette tapes there, and I knew what they were for the red packaging. Remember, they had that red sort of cellophane, and they had like two big packs, like seven tapes in this wrapped pack for $7, brand new. And then they had all of these little ones, so I went and gathered all of the little ones up, the single packs, and they had those for $1 each. And I'm like, why would a single be $1 when the seven pack is $2? I'm like, whatever, you know what, there was 14 of them, of the single packs, plus two of the seven packs, so I'm like, I'm just gonna get all of them. I'll never see this again. My mom's been using them to record thoughts and stories and stuff. And if nothing else, I mean, it'll just, it's something fun to have because they don't make them anymore. So I went up to the counter and I said, she said, how many are there? And I said, well, there's 14, but the 7-packs are $2 each. So, and I didn't even get to finish my story. She's like, okay, fine. There, you got 14. All right. $8 for all of them. So it should have been like, you know, $22 total or something. She's like, yeah, I don't care. Okie dokie. The people are giving me deals left and right today. That's great. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, or if I should keep pushing my luck on that, but it is what it is, and I'll take it. So yeah, it's been a pretty good week, and like I say, I'm not upset about losing figures or selling stuff. I needed to pay bills anyway, since a lot of my figure sales have gone down, and I think it's just time to do something else. I'm just kind of, I enjoy thrifting and finding fun stuff like this and deals rather than supporting these companies that are overcharging you for less and less every single year. It just doesn't seem worth it to me. But if that's your thing and you have fun with it, good for you. I just think I'm going to pass from now on. So that'll about do it for me. I've had fun running around. It's a nice cool 70 degrees here today, and then tomorrow I believe is 100. So yeah, gotta love living in Vegas. Stay safe and sane. I'm gonna go watch some planes. I did not mean to rhyme, but it is now time for me to get out of here and get a burger in my ear. I don't know. I got nothing. All right. See you later.